An almost standing room only crowd at the Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Center was there to greet Pensacola's first African American police chief in that department's 194-year history.
I chose David as our next chief of police because of the content of his character and because of his passion for this community, his distinguished record, and his tremendous heart for service.
Mayor Ashton Hayward told the crowd that under outgoing Chief Chip Simmons, the PPD had made some incredible progress in a number of areas.
We've reduced crime in our city to all-time lows. We've received our state accreditation. We've renewed our commitment to transparency by becoming the first police force in the region to deploy body cameras. We will continue to strive for excellence.
Chief Alexander's wife, Alquin Alexander, will now pin the badge on.
After taking the oath from Circuit Judge Pat Kinsey and receiving his badge, it was time to hear from the man of the hour. Alexander, a 32-year police veteran, said the basic police mission is to prevent crime and disorder while reducing the levels of fear. Those are his goals as well.
Our successes will not be measured by the number of arrests, the number of citations, nor response time to non-emergency calls. We will continue to embrace a community-based, problem-oriented, data-driven policing strategy that emphasizes procedural justice with fair and impartial policing.
Every unit and member of the department, he said, will be judged by their contributions to the core mission, with a focus on individual neighborhoods' unique needs and priorities.
Our patrol commanders and their officers will be in close touch with neighborhood needs. The rest of our department must and will support those critical efforts. To the command staff and supervisors, I commit myself to empowering you and developing your potential as leaders.
The new chief said the PPD doesn't exist to avoid mistakes, but rather to accomplish what's important, to serve and protect the public. He added that the public also has a major stake.
What I expect in return is for every neighborhood to understand that public safety is not a spectator sport. Safe neighborhoods are the results of people and police working together. My officers will use every tool at our disposal to create a safe place, but you must also do your part.
That part begins at home. Alexander told the audience that while police can control crime in a community, they cannot control a community's children.
We often hear that it takes a village to raise a child. In 2015, some of our villages are failing. I believe that an effective police department can help raise the villages, but only those who live in those villages can raise the children.
In closing his 15-minute address, Chief David Alexander conceded that he was entering into a new political environment, which will take some time to understand and navigate. He says he expects disagreements about the means, but that the outcome won't change.
I believe an advocate for the need of the department is what I have to do, while also endeavoring to meet the needs of the community. I expect in return your support for our efforts in a true partnership with us as we work together to overcome challenges.
Alexander actually began his new job on August 1st, taking over for Chip Simmons, who spent 29 years with the department, serving as chief since 2010. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.